Desmond Carpenter starred in Buffy the Vampire Slayer in 97, Angel in 1999, Charmed in 1998. She became the face of supernatural dramas on the WB, and now she has a show on the Investigation Discovery ID channel.
I love it.
Surviving Evil premieres tonight at 10 p.m. It looks at true crime stories in which assailants turn the tables on their attackers, and she's on the phone with us. Hello, Charisma.
Hi.
Hey, Charisma.
How are you guys? Hey,
Alex. We're so good. You know what? Before I even knew you were coming on our show, I've been seeing the ad for Surviving Evil, and I'm like, I'm already set. My DVR is set. I can't wait, because I love the ID channel anyway, and well, I cannot wait to hear your story, because I'm like, that chick is badass.
That's so sweet. Thanks, Heidi.
I'm looking forward to the show as well, but I'm really enjoying that show you're putting on in Malibu in that bikini.
Right on.
My God. I'm a standing ovation for that.
Everybody's clapping.
Thank you so much for that.
No,
looking good.
I love looking in her bio, and it says, a fitness enthusiast. Her outdoor interests include rollerblading, rock climbing, hiking, and skydiving. But after looking at your picture, Charisma, you got to do abs in there somewhere. I mean, you got the perfect tummy.
I have a wonderful trainer. His name's Mark Monroe at Ultra Body Fitness.
Oh, awesome.
If anybody else is interested.
Yeah, one thing I noticed in your bio says that you were named Charisma by your mother after a brand of perfume.
Yep.
Thank God she didn't wear white diamonds. You could have been White Diamonds Carpenter.
I never heard of Charisma.
Or Jennifer Lopez's Glow.
Oh, yeah. Our baby Glow.
Did you keep that trend going when you had your son? Did you name him Brute or Stetson?
That's a really good question. The answer is no.
His name is Drakkar Noir.
She just wanted to stay away from that altogether.
Right.
The show.
That is the most pertinent question I've been asked this morning.
Really?
I've been at this since 3 a.m., and I tell you, Frank, it's refreshing.
There you go.
I want you to come in here, because, I mean, obviously, you're here in Southern California. We're based in Los Angeles, so at any point you want to come in here during the season and promote again or just hang out with us, feel free. The door's always open, okay?
I'm going to take you up on that.
Yeah, I want you to, but I want to hear more about this show, Surviving Evil. It, like I said, premieres tonight on Investigation Discovery at 10 p.m., and it's one of those, true crime stories in which assailants turn the tables on their attackers, and the first night, tonight, the premiere, talks about your personal story. Do you want us, I mean, I know we don't have a lot of time here, but do you want to give us a little bit of what happened to you?
A taste.
Yeah, sure. My two sons and I, in the summer of 91, were at the beach in Turnpike State Beach, which is an affluent area in San Diego. You never expect to be attacked at gunpoint with a hose over your face, but especially by a San Diego police officer, and I think that's probably the most compelling element of our story.
What did he want, Charisma? What was the whole goal? Why did he do it?
He was a serial rapist.
Oh, my God.
His violence and sexuality was a little confused. And so, you know, obviously, why does anybody do anything that they do when they're that depraved? But I guess, you know, he had some issues.
Did you know he was a police officer at the time? Did he have his uniform on, or he was just plain clothes?
He did not have his uniform on, no. But he had a police-issued mag light with his name engraved, and that was a key piece of evidence that I was able to retain during the whole terror. And ultimately led to his conviction.
Was this show
connected the two of us?
Was this show your idea based on your own story that you went and pitched this show because there's more stories like yours out there?
It was not, but I was an integral part of the development of it and had a lot of say. Thankfully, Investigation Discovery has been generous with me in that regard. And what's so amazing is that my story is terrorizing as it is. It's kind of mild.
Don't compare it to the
really?
Other
stories. I mean, I've heard some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, my jaw is constantly on the floor when I read these scripts. And knowing that there are people out there that are capable of the things that they do, like everyday guys, people that you are married to, you know, it's baffling.
So they're horrifying stories, but with a feel-good because, yeah, it's horrifying inspiring. So, yeah, tonight, Surviving Evil, Charisma Carpenter, thank you for joining us. She's going to be the host. It premieres tonight, 10 p.m. on Investigation Discovery. Definitely come in here anytime you want, and we should get our boys together for a play date.
We can. Can you talk more Surviving Evil?
Definitely. Definitely. All right.
Thanks, Charisma.
All right, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to take a break and come back. Do you think that worked?
Frankie did.
I threw in the play date there. Do you think that she... I mean, tone in her voice didn't act like she really was going to go for
that. No, she said you were refreshing. She's been up and doing this since 3 o'clock in the morning.
I had a tinge of sarcasm.
I know.
What do you mean you said, you know?
No, I think it was good. It was good. She was like, you know, it's actually refreshing.
I did everybody else hear tinge of sarcasm?
No.
And she's like, that was actually refreshing.
No.
No?
No, serious.
Oh, wow.
Everybody
thought she was into me?
Well, listen, I'm not going to go that
totally
far. I think she thought it truly was refreshing.
Oh, well, all right.
You're fine.
I've broken the ice. She finds me refreshing.
Oh, God.
Looky there.
I find you bitter.
Our boys are practically brothers. They're going to grow up together.
We'll probably be...
bunk beds. Oh, my God. They're both 10 years old. They'll have bunk beds.
She'll be Charisma Kramer by this time next year.
Charisma Kramer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, doesn't have a ring. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.